I don't have nothing new, but I got something that's been around for a long time. It definitely gets the job done. Just gotta apply it. Says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Right. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And if I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Yes. And that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Yes. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Brother Josh, you pray for us. Maybe I had a bunch of verses here, Mark, but we'll just follow them. Matthew chapters 7, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." St. Luke's Gospel 18 and 27, he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." 19:10, he said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Acts 2:21. It says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts 4:12. It says that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Romans 5 verses 7 and 8. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:10. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So verse 15, it says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them which preach, them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Got one more verse. 2 Peter 3:9. It said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And my thought was, I thought maybe if I had a small thought, I began to think about, I thought about if you die and go to hell, who are you going to blame? I thought about God's word. I thought, boy, all through the scriptures there, the different ones that I read. I thought you can't blame the word of God. You can't. I'm thankful that I've got a precious King James Bible. It's an infallible word. In other words, you'll find no error in the Word of God. In the King James Bible, I've never found no error. Never found nothing wrong with it. It's always accomplished. Everywhere that God has ever sent it, it's always done its job. And I thought, boy, if folks could realize there's no cost, there's nothing worth dying and going to hell. No matter money, no matter possessions, no matter of alcohol or no matter politics or anything like that, that's been ever accomplished in this life, it's worth dying and going to hell. I thought about that rich man there in the Bible. I thought, boy, how that he lifted his, the Bible says he lifted his eyes in hell. I thought, boy, I wonder how many opportunities that he had that he could have got right with God. I don't know if the Bible even says it, but I thought the poor man said, I thought, boy, how that it said that he went to Abraham's bosom. But I thought, boy, he just wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. But I thought, boy, how serious it is to fall into the hands of a just God. I realize, folks, they make light of hell and they use it as a byword and make light of it and make fun of it. But I tell you, everything that I've ever read, I've never found anything good about hell. There'll be no Jesus there. It's a place of outer darkness. People weeping and gnashing on one another. Get no relief whatsoever. You never get no water. You'll never get anything to quench your thirst. It's a place of just torment. That's a place that I wouldn't want nobody to go to die and go to hell. All through the scriptures, you'll not find anything good about hell. I've never found anything good about it. Never. All through the scriptures you can read, and you can read about Satan. All through the scriptures, nothing good about him. I tell you, one of these days we'll be rid of him, but I tell you, it's not worth dying and going to hell to live with Satan, Lucifer. He's got many names. But I tell you, it's a serious thing in the era that we live in. I tell you, I never seen a time that folks take it so lightly. They love their sin. They love the way they're living, the way they're doing. Not too interested in the things of God. Not too interested in doing what's right. Just seems like in the time that we live in, folks just want to feed the flesh. But there come a reckoning day. We'll all stand in judgment. We'll give account of every deed done in the body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. The Bible teaches us that there is a judgment for lost folks. There is a judgment for saved folks. And we'll stand there, depending on what you are. If you're saved, born again, that's all well and great. But then what about them that's lost and lift their eyes in hell? There's no purgatory. There's no second chances. Once folks die and go to that awful place, it's too late, friend. This thing's serious, friend. I wish folks could really realize that how serious this really is. I tell you how the brother was testifying. I thought, we ought to be thankful we got a place to live in America and have the freedom that we take so lightly. That God's been so good to us that He would show up and love on us, even though we deserve a bunch of Gentile dogs to deserve to die and go to devil's hell and suffer. But I thought we got one that went and suffered like no man's ever suffered. And give the best that heaven had for me and you. And we come and act like He's never done nothing for us. Well, I'm glad that He came and He drowned us and He loved on us and He wooed us to Himself. And everybody that's been born again, I tell you, that's the best thing that there is. Y'all thank God that He's still dealing with folks, that He's still dealing with you, that He still loves you and He's still concerned about you. You still got a soul and you're still walking up proudly and you still got a heartbeat and you still got eyes that can see and ears that can hear. Yeah, and you got a heart that the Lord can just love on you. Yeah. You ought to give in to Him. Yeah. That's the best thing you could ever do. Right. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Make things a whole lot better. I began to think about it. I thought, are you going to blame the preacher? If you die and go to hell, are you going to blame the preacher for preaching truth? Are you going to blame the pastor for standing up here? And folks, probably most folks don't realize what maybe a pastor goes through unless you've been one. I tell you, if you really want to know what folks go through like that, that's got a pastor of a church. I talk to folks like Brother Delmer, folks that's been around. I tell you, they can help you out, but I tell you, might get a better understanding. The worry and the things that they do, the sacrifices that they give up to have power with God that loves His sheep and loves His congregation and worries about them. Day in and day, not just one time, not just on Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday, but it's a constant battle, friend. I thought about, I know the Bible talks about, I believe over in 1 Timothy chapter 3, qualifications of a pastor, or qualifications of deacons and different things. I thought, if you die and go to hell, you're going to blame the deacons. I realize we don't have any here, but I thought, boy, I'll tell you, are you going to point fingers? Who are you going to point fingers if you die and go to hell? I'll tell you, it's a serious thing, friend. I tell you, that's what the folks are in the era that we live in. It seems like the time we live in, that when something goes wrong, it's always somebody else's fault. Right. It never is the one looking in the mirror every morning. It never is that individual there getting ready to go to work or go to school or whatever the case may be. But I tell you, right there where the problem starts when folks begin to realize it, they begin to look in that mirror that reflecting back at them. That's what the Word of God is. It teaches us that it is a mirror, and it shows us what we really are. And we don't like it a lot of times. But I tell you, it'll help us if we'll take it. I'll tell you, it does a lot of good. I began to think, boy, I thought about if you die and go to hell, you're going to blame the Sunday school teachers that stands up here week after week. And I thought about how he's maybe sacrificed hours and hours studying the Word of God. And I tell you, those other teachers back to those classrooms that sacrificed through the week to planning and preparing. I mean, praying for you and worrying about you. I tell you, you ought to be thankful for that. Amen. That somebody loves you. That somebody's concerned about your soul. I tell you, we ought to be thankful that there is a Holy Ghost that's welcome and that manifests His presence. It's not everywhere you go, friend.
That's right.
You can feel the power of God. Thankful for good church family. Our thank folks. that gathers and that's got a prayer life, and that's not maybe not a teacher or a preacher or nothing like that, or maybe just somebody that just comes, maybe just a church member that loves you and sees where you're headed and the direction that you're headed down. You ought to be thankful that folks love you. Don't want you to see folks die and go to hell, whether a man, woman, boy, or girl. You ought to be thankful for that. I thought, boy, are you going to blame you? Are you going to blame your friends if you die and go to hell? I tell you, the Bible says that the Lord, He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I tell you, you can have good friends and you can have good family members, but there's only one that sticketh closer than a brother. The Bible teaches us the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. But I tell you, you ought to be thankful. I hope your bed's so lumpy that I hope it's so rough that you can't get no rest. And I hope the covers are so short. And I hope the mattress gets shrinked right up. I hope your food tastes real bad. I'm not trying to be mean to your friend, but I tell you, this is a serious thing. And I tell you, folks are here today and they might be gone tomorrow. We have no promise of another day. The Bible teaches us today is the day. I know the devil, he'll put all kinds of things in your mind and in your heart and tell you to put it off and put it off. But one of these days, you'll put it off too long and you'll lift your eyes and hail, friend. There'll be no second chances. I tell you, you could be like that Philippian jailer. I tell you, you could take heed. I thought, boy, how they was having prayer meeting at midnight. You can say, we just having a prayer meeting on Wednesday night, Amazing Grace. Be a good time to the Lord to deal and draw folks. And you can be like that Philippian jailer, just to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and do like what Paul and Silas had told him to do. Thought how he came trembling, how he was worried and he was bothered. I tell you, that's a good form of conviction right there. Not folks coming down blowing their bubble gum and laughing and telling jokes, but I tell you, true conviction, it'll come the right way, friend. When the Lord deals and the Lord draws and they're broken, that's a good time to get right with God. But I thought there's some folks in the Bible that didn't get right with God. What about King Agrippa? I thought, boy, and I thought about Governor Felix. He never did make things right. They might have been highfalutin folks, and they should have hated. Probably when they went to hell, they probably realized I should have listened to Paul. The Lord probably might let that ring over and over in their mind. I don't know how that works, but I know that all I know, the Bible, you can never find where they made things right with God. What about that rich man? I thought, boy, how that the Lord told him to, that rich young ruler, I thought, boy, how that the Lord told him to go and sell everything that he had and distribute it to the poor. But he was rich and he went away sorrowful. And it had such a hold on him and he wasn't willing to let it go. That's the way a lot of folks are today. The world's got such a hold on folks that they're not willing to let things go. This world is not our home. It's not worth dying and going to hell over. Ain't nothing here on this earth worth dying and going to hell over. I'll tell you, what about Legion? I thought, boy, how that he might have been rough, might have smelled bad, might have looked rough. But I thought, boy, when Jesus passed by, boy, I thought, boy, how the next thing you read about him, he was clothed, and then he's right mind, and he was sitting at the feet of Jesus. I thought, boy, ain't that wonderful? That's just the way we was, if we think about it. I don't know what age it was, but I thought, well, they talked about Lazarus. He was stinking for 4 years or 4 days or whatever it was, and I thought, boy, and the Lord raised him back. But I thought, well, I was stinking for 18 years. I don't know why some folks get saved a lot sooner, a lot older. You might have been 100 when you got saved. I don't know. But the Lord makes a difference when he passes by.
Good preaching.
I thought about that fool. The Bible called him a rich fool is what he was, because he had them barns and he had so many possessions that he was going to tear down them barns and he was going to build greater barns because he had so much. But then I thought, he thought he'd take ease and everything would be all right with his soul. But the Lord told him, he said, thy soul's going to be required of thee. He didn't have another day. He didn't have another opportunity. But he squandered it away. That's why a lot of folks, if they ain't real careful,
we squander what God has given us.
Amen.
It's a serious thing to fall in the hands of a just God.
Yes, brother.
We need to take this serious. Brother, I cleared my heart of you.